Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Partly Cloudy, or the show where we take a Xamarin Forms app from zero and bring it all the way to just about deploying it to the App Store. And along the way, we add a bunch of Xamarin Forms goodness to it, a bunch of Azure goodness to it. In other words, it's partly cloudy. And today we are recording in a brand new room, but we have the same great content coming right at you. So what are we going to be talking about today? Well, we have the same app as we did before. We have it running in Xamarin Forms shell. We have some Azure Bing news search coming down to it through an Azure function. And we have all the news articles displayed in the collection view. But what's next? Well, I want to persist some data to my app. And what that data is I want to save my particular interest. I want to tailor the news app. So my interest category is a news, be it entertainment or certain sports categories or regional news, follows me around despite whatever device I log into. So whether I'm logging into my phone or my tablet or whatever, I want to have my interest follow me along so it's tailored. It's my news app. How am I going to accomplish this? I'm going to accomplish this through Azure App Center along with Cosmos DB. And you will be wondering, what does App Center have to do with it? Well, App Center gives a really nice wrapper around Cosmos DB. So let's dig in and find out how we can do all this together. So I've already set up a Cosmos DB instance in Azure. And the reason why I like Cosmos DB so much is that it gives me the ability to replicate my data globally with just by clicking on these various regions. So this way, if I have users over in Asia, I can just have to click on the region over here and my data automatically gets replicated over there. Same thing with Europe, Africa, South America. It's easy to get my data wherever it needs to be. But that's not the only thing. My data can also be stored in a NoSQL format, which is great because then I can make changes to it along the way and I'm not limited to a particular scheme like I would be in a relational database. So here's what I have it looking like currently. I created a user preferences database with an info collection in it. And what I want to note here is this is what my data looks like. I have a document with two properties in it, news category name, and then date added. Those are the two things I want to track. Then down here are meta tags, essentially metadata that's gonna go along with it. So how do I connect my Cosmos DB instance in the App Center? And more importantly, why do I want to use App Center? Well, you see what App Center does for me is if you remember a couple episodes ago, we used App Center to do authentication with Azure B2C. Now, that means we get back a bunch of tokens and the ability to use authentication and authorization through App Center and B2C with this really nice SDK that we don't have to worry about. Well, that SDK fits in seamlessly with a data SDK that App Center also provides. Now with Cosmos DB, it provides a really fine-grained layer of security and authorization that go along with the documents that you store within it. What App Center has done is that they've gone ahead and that they've abstracted that security away from the developers and they put all of the documents that are for me in a one partition and all the documents that would be for you in a different partition. And they've done this based off of the tokens or the users that come back from B2C or the App Center authentication. But what's even better in that SDK, they've done it all underneath the scenes. So as a developer, I don't have to worry about it. I just have to use the App Center SDK and it's taken care of for me. I log in and then I start using the App Center data SDK. Boom, it happens. Done underneath the scenes. I don't have to worry about handling the data handling the authentication, it just happens for me. And App Center also gives me the ability to store data on device offline, built in. I don't have to worry about that either. So it's a great SDK to use. So let's now see how we can push that in to our app. First thing we need to do then is to hook up our Azure BSC or our Azure AD instance, our Azure Cosmos DB instance into our App Center application. So here's partly newsy iOS. And down over here on the left-hand side is a data node. So what I'm going to go here is hit the data node, and then once it loads up, I'm going to hook up an existing database. I could do new database, but since I already have it out there, I'm going to do existing. Pick my subscription. And then it's going to bring back a bunch of different existing Cosmos DB databases. Partly newsy is the one that we're going to use. My user preferences database, the info collection, and then once it goes through, it says it's going to connect my database. It may take a few moments, but once it's there, here I go. Done. It shows me which region I have it currently set up in, and it shows me any read and write latencies that I have going on. That's really cool. I can even go into Data Explorer here and look at that sample document that I have set up, and I could edit it all through App Center. That's really cool as well. But what I really want to do is edit it and save it through my application. So what I do is I have my application open. I want to hit sign in. I want to see a bunch of different categories, such as entertainment, music, and be able to select them and have them stored on the device so it comes down as categories in my news feed. And I can see all the news articles for music. Let's go ahead and implement that. All right, so on device, the first thing I want to implement is over in the models class, I want to have a brand new class to it. And I'm going to call that class User Interests. And within User Interests, I'm just going to have two properties to it. One being a string of news category name, and the other being a date time of being date added. And that's always going to return a date time of UTC now. Now, one thing to notice is that corresponds to this. My document here. Document, news category name, and date added. So everything I'm doing here, everything I'm saving from my user interest class is being stored inside this document. So that's just how App Center works. My class that I'm storing, they put inside a document wrapper, and then they put a bunch of metadata around it. So the next thing I want to do then is be able to sign in with my user interest class and then have the categories downloaded for display and be able, whenever I select one, because it is a collection view, be able to create a favorite, or if it's already created, delete the favorite. So first thing I need to do then is add the App Center NuGet to it. So I'm going to manage my NuGet packages. And what I want to do is add to Microsoft that App Center data one. I'm I'll accept the terms and conditions for it. And then I'm going to go ahead and add that to my core project, then also to my two head projects of Android and iOS. All right, great. Now that I have it added, what I will need to do is during my App Center start, make sure I also initialize type of data as well. So now App Center is initializing both auth and data to have that in there. And that's done in the app.xaml.cs on start. Great. So now I have my user interest class, or the data that I want to store up in Cosmos. Initialize the App Center data. So the next thing I need to do then is create my favorite, delete my favorite, and then, of course, after the user signs in, I'm going to get their news categories, assuming we have a successful sign-in. So first, let's go ahead and do create favorite and delete favorite, because these are actually super simple and functions to implement with the App Center Data SDK. So whenever I click on the collection view that's going to display all the various news categories, I'm going to get a create favorite, and it's going to pass in a news category that was selected. And to create data up in App Center, it's just going to be data, await data dot, create async, telling it what I want to create async, and that's going to be my user interests. And then I'm going to pass in an ID for it. So what this ID is going to do is it's going to say it's going to uniquely identify it for me for this particular user. And so I can do news category because I only want to have one news category per user. So I'm going to select music as an interest, so I can select the music news category name as essentially the primary key. Then passing in then the user interests that I want to actually have saved. So news category name is going to be news category dot category name. And then I have to tell App Center data which partition to save it in. And that's going to be user documents. And that's it as far as creating a document. Now, what's interesting here is by doing this default partitions.user documents, I'm saying, all right, App Center data, save this for me or the user who has logged in. And underneath the covers, it's going to take care of doing all of the integration with App Center authentication and saving it for a particular user who is logged in. All done underneath the covers. I don't have to worry about anything other than specifying, put it in this default partition.user documents. Deleting a favorite is just as easy. So wait data.delete async. Again, specifying I want to delete a user interest class. And passing in that news category.category name. And then which partition I want it to be. So it's again default partitions.user documents. So here I created the news category name for primary key. And here I'm deleting it for primary key and the user documents partition. Nice. So let's now get users' news categories, or getting the news categories that the user already has selected as favorites after they've signed in. All right, so the very first thing I want to do is make sure the user has actually signed in. And I have in my auth service a is logged in function. So I'm going to make sure that they're actually logged in. So if not logged in, I'm just going to return then a empty list of news categories, which with my collection view then will display that empty template placeholder that we took a look at in the previous episode. Next, what I'm going to do then is call out to the App Center data functionality, which will then read from Cosmos DB. So it's going to be await data.listasync, telling it what kind of information I want to get out of it, user interests, and then what I want to list out, which happens to be in my default partitions. Again, user documents. So I'm saying, give me all the data I have stored for this particular user who is already logged in. Again, App Center, data, and author working hand in hand underneath the scenes for me. I don't have to do anything. So next thing I'm going to do is create two classes that I'm going to work with, or two objects that I'm going to work with to populate so I can return the data out of here. So these are just classes that I'm going to use for temporary holding results and just passing them out. All right, so then the first thing I'm going to do is this user interest is going to be the class that helps me out with holding the interests that are passed back from App Center. So I'm going to do add range. And then my DB result, which comes out of App Center from the data.listasync, it has a current page or the current subset of data that's been returned, because it's not going to return everything at once. It's going to just return me, let's say, 10 results, 10 records from the database. This way, it's not returning, if I add a million records in there for me, it's not going to shoot them all down the pipe. It's just going to return a current subset of it. So I'm going to say current page dot items, and then dot select, and I can do deserialized value. And what this deserialized value then does is it serializes, essentially it comes down as JSON, deserializes it, and it puts it into my user interest class. So it makes it a strongly typed user interest. And then next, what I'm going to want to do is I'm going to loop around and I'm going to say, all right, if my DB result has a next page to it, go through and essentially do the same thing as I just did above. I'm going to first await DB result dot get next page async and do the same thing as I did just up here. Add all the user interest to this collection. And then the next thing I'm going to do is start populating the my return object. So I'm going to do a for each var interest in user interests. And then what I want to see then is my all new cats, which are all the news categories. I already have a they're hard-coded essentially within the application because there's only so many of them, like there's like 15 of them. So what I'm saying is all news categories that first see whatever the first one is that matches the category name. So interest.news category name. And I'm going to say is favorite equals true. So essentially all I'm doing here then is for all the user interests that were saved, looping through all of them, and then for all the news categories that I have already saved up, they're hard-coded, there's like 15 of them, I'm gonna mark the is favorite as true. That way on the user interface, it has a checkbox. Then finally, return all news cats. Great, and then what I should do around here, of course, is wrap everything in a try catch block just in case something bad happens. And then what I'm going to do is log out that something bad just so I know. Return an empty news object then, or news category, and now I can run the app. Okay, my app is up and running here, so I'm gonna go over the favorites so I can start saving it, hit sign in, and then enter my credentials that I've been logged in as. Sign in, comes back down, and now I can see my favorites pop in. So as I mentioned before, there's several favorites here in different news categories, and you can see that music has already been selected. And that's because entertainment underscore music is a news category. So what I'll do is I'll save now movies and TV. So by selecting that, what it's going to do is I'm going to go out and call the create favorite underneath that we just coded up. And if I go up to App Center here, back down to Data Explorer, I should see it happen, and there is entertainment, movies, and TV. All right, great. So now we have data added to our application, talking to Cosmos DB, which is globally distributed, so we can actually have data really close to our users, which we'll look at a little bit more in a future episode. And we have the App Center SDK working, which integrates seamlessly in with App Center Auth, which uses B2C, which then uses authentication and authorization to make our documents for the users work without any trouble. And the nice thing about App Center, as you're probably starting to learn, is that it abstracts all these really powerful Azure services up into a really nice SDK that's super easy to use. And even the better part about it is that if we are offline, the data saving, reading, and deleting also would work. And then any updates or deletes would then get pushed up to App Center and push up to Cosmos DB the next time our application was online. So great, that's data into our app. Everything's looking good. And in the next episode, we'll take a peek at how we can make Azure run faster for our app by bringing our data and our services a little bit closer to where our users are. Until then, my name is Matt Sokup, and this has been Partly Cloudy. Catch you next time.